Coming up, do it yourself with Central Valley, and it's yoga with your boots on. Alan Nett is here. Get ready to do some nice stretches. 1440 KVON and 99.3 The Vine. Good morning, Kelly here. It is time for Do It Yourself with Central Valley. And first Tuesday of the month, you know what that means.
Yoga time.
Yoga. Yoga with your boots on. Peter from Central Valley's here. Alan from Yoga with Your Boots On is here.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are just so ready. I am anyway.
Vote early, vote often.
Yeah, really. Get us all. So are we going to do finger stretches or so we can hold that pen?
No, we're going to actually try to help our lower back. Going to try to help our lower back by stretching our hamstrings today.
Oh, great. Right? Okay,
and
good,
so
good.
Recognizing that the hamstrings are hooked up to the hips, ultimately, and that if the hamstrings are tight, so these are the muscles in the back of your thighs. If these are tight, then it tends to pull the hips down. It tends to not allow flexibility, and consequently, it ends up resulting in lower back pain. So, but this is a stretch. The hamstring stretch are kind of an interesting sort of phenomena. It's like you don't get immediate results in your lower back. It's kind of one of these things that ultimately you would like to be able to lean over and touch the ground if the hamstrings got long enough to allow that.
Right.
But it's a general gradual process. So this is something that you would work on, say, 30 seconds a day on each leg or, 30 seconds a day. Twice a day, something like that.
How long would it take you then to really stretch out? If
it would probably take you a year.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't think I've ever been able to touch my toes.
Yes,
ever.
Yes. And so there's a lot of there's a way to look at. So if you have difficulty in your tight in areas, thinking that you're going to find a quick fix, the body will compensate somewhere. So yoga is a lifelong process.
Right.
And when you get involved in it, then it's like, okay, now I'm going to tackle this project. I'm going to open up my hamstrings and I'm going to get my lower back to feel better with this. And so what I really try to tell my students is think of this as that you're going to incorporate yoga into your life and that it becomes something that you just get used to doing. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time, but it requires your attention.
Right.
And that's really what I'm teaching more than anything, is your attention on your body, right?
Okay,
so let's stand here today. And I want you to stand in the plumb bob again. So the feet are going to be parallel to each other.
All right.
Hip width apart.
Okay.
Spread the toes in your shoes, right? Make the legs active. So you're going to lift the kneecaps and the quadriceps are going to work.
That just feels so good, I got to say.
Right, because it gives you a foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what we have is we have our feet on the floor, we have our legs active, and this brings us all the way up to our hips.
Right.
And so now we're stable from the waist down, and we can start to, get some relief in our lower back. So let's do this now. So let's take, and the very first thing we're going to do is you either can touch a wall or you can touch your desk.
Okay.
And you're going to step back about 2 feet. Step back about 2 feet. Keep your back long here. Don't let your back round. And then take and step the right foot forward.
So I'm leaning on the desk.
Leaning on the desk. Step the right foot forward.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And with the right foot forward, now make your hips so that they're square towards the desk or square towards the wall.
Okay.
Yes? And from here now, make your back concave, so it's a bit of a back bend.
Is that arching?
Arching the back. Okay. So the chest is moving forward and the shoulders are moving back.
This is
back.
Not easy. It sounds easy.
Right. Make the legs make the legs work again.
I forgot about that part.
Make the legs work again. And now that back foot, is it still facing forward? Are both feet still facing forward?
Yes.
Right? Because we're aligning our hips from this
point. Is my forward facing leg straight, or am I bending my knee?
No, they're both straight at the moment.
Okay.
In fact, they're going to stay straight for this hamstring stretch.
Okay.
And now, with the back arched, now we're going to exhale, and we're going to bring our chest forward slightly. Now, make the legs work again.
Oh.
Make that right kneecap lift very, very strongly, and you can feel the back of the hamstring.
Feel the pull, yes.
You can feel it gently pull, right?
Yes.
And, of course, we can go much, much, much further. But the most gentle, I want you to take yourself, so folks that are listening, take yourself just to that place that you're feeling sensation. And if you put your attention on that sensation in your body and you really focus on that, that also brings you into the present moment because you are appreciating what is now.
Okay.
Right?
I'm appreciating the pull in the back of my right leg.
Yes, yes. And step back now. So align both feet.
All right.
Let the spine move. Lift the spine a little bit. Let your hips move around a little bit. And then step forward with the left foot,
All right.
Get your hips square towards each other, towards the table, towards the wall, and concave your back so the chest is moving forward, the shoulders are moving back. Lift the side ribs now. Make both legs active. Press those feet strongly into the floor. And exhale and slowly bend at the hip and bring yourself forward. Make both legs work strongly now. So only take yourself to that place that you actually are starting to feel a little bit of sensation. So what I describe to my students is make the quadriceps burn, meaning that you work the quadricep, the front thigh muscle, so strongly that the back muscle, you start to feel a release in that. So I'm not looking
for
you.
So I'm tightening the front part.
You're tightening the front muscle to allow the back muscle to release.
Oh, I get it.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Because the muscles work in tandem that way.
Right.
So you have to tell one muscle to work before the other. Muscles are fairly stupid in that they only do one thing, or fairly slow. They only contract. They don't know how to release. So another muscle has to tell that muscle to release.
I see.
And in this case, it's that front thigh muscle.
Okay.
And then go ahead and step back.
That's pretty cool, because I did feel the burn let up in the back when I tightened the front.
Yes, right.
That was very cool.
And the really interesting thing here with this is I'll just stop for a second and talk about that. The quadriceps really want to work rather than trying to go into your flexibility, because if you're not working the front muscle to tell the back muscle to release, then you start to stretch the connective tissue. So you'll feel it at the knee, or you'll feel it in the buttocks.
And that's
rather
not good, than, right?
Yeah, the connective tissue does not stretch, so it tears.
Oh,
right.
Yikes.
So, and a lot of people will go into this and they won't work their quadriceps. They won't make that belly of the hamstring is what we're really looking to try to release. That's the major part of the muscle. So if you reached back and you touched your hamstring, you would find the mass of your hamstring there is what we're looking to release. If you feel it in the back of the knee or you feel it more towards the buttocks with this stretch, then you're not working the quadricep hard enough.
Oh, right? You've got to pull up on that.
Let's try that again.
Okay.
All right? So we're stepping away from our desk, or if you're standing at a wall, you can put your hands on the wall and you can step the feet several feet away. And let's step that right foot forward. So you want to try to have the feet about 2 feet apart at this point.
Okay.
Try to have the hips parallel and square to the wall in front of you.
Okay.
Concave your back again. Lift the kneecaps of both legs. So that right one in particular, let that work so very strongly. Concave your back. And now bend at the hip and bring yourself forward just a little bit. Lift that kneecap again and see if you can't feel that hamstring starting to release. Or at least sometimes it'll burn, it'll hurt actually.
Right.
And so don't take yourself, don't force it. Yoga is not about how strongly can I do this, it's how conscious can I move. And that consciousness is what will change you all the time.
All the time.
Right? And step back.
All right.
And then we'll go to the other side.
All right, get over here and do some yoga poses with us.
I'm enjoying watching.
He's over in the corner.
Ira knows that Corey Maggette's out with a hamstring, and so he should have been doing yoga.
He was bad last night.
Yeah, he was.
So the left foot is forward. The hips are square. Both legs are active. The back is concave. Chest is forward. Shoulders are back. And bending at the hips. Just at the hips, bring yourself forward. Make both legs work very strongly, particularly that left hamstring. I mean the left quadricep, let it allow it to release the hamstring on the left side. Yes, and bring yourself back up and
step forward.
Stand in a plumb bob.
Okay.
Both feet are on the floor. Great. So we can work personally at Central Valley on Thursdays at 10 o'clock in St. Helena.
11:30 Napa.
11:15 Napa.
11:15 Napa.
And then 12 o'clock.
Don't be late.
At the accounting department.
That's right.
Right. And I'd be happy to work with your body, look and see what's going on with you, particularly if you have any injuries. I always ask the class when I start, have you got any issues going on? So that I'll sculpture the class to whatever is happening for you.
And you can just show up? Anyone can come to this?
Anyone can come.
Is there a fee?
Anyone can come. Yes, there is a fee, but the first class is free.
Oh, well, that's nice. Give
first
it a little try.
Free. Right.
A complimentary try.
And see how we get along. See how your body likes it.
Great.
There you have it.
Well, thank you.
Great.
Do it yourself with Central Valley. And the first Tuesday of the month is always Yoga with Your Boots On with Al Annette.